Hi there, and thank you for joining me on What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to raising chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm your host, Matt with Frugal Chicken, and today we're going to be talking about common reasons your hen might not be laying eggs. Now, whether you're new to raising chickens or you're an old hand, you've been doing it for a while, there's information in this podcast that's for everyone. As we all know, raising chickens for self-sufficiency is probably one of the most rewarding aspects of keeping chickens, and as far as, you know, what I believe is it's really kind of like having Christmas every day. You know, every day there's something to harvest, there's eggs to harvest, there's meat to harvest. So it's really one of the most exciting parts of owning chickens and really of homesteading in general. Now, what I personally love about keeping chickens is that besides getting to watch the dynamics of my flock, you know, I really do enjoy that. One of the big things I do enjoy is knowing to some extent my food source is secure. And, you know, there's obviously things that go into that, like, you know, predators and stuff like that. But, you know, for the most part, once you have an established flock, you know, your food source, your eggs and your meat, it really is secure. And that's a really comfortable feeling to have, especially now that egg prices are going up due to avian flu or concerns or and threats about avian flu. I'm personally happy to know that the price of my eggs, for the most part, remains the same. Not to mention the fact that they're, you know, more nutritious eggs and just better overall eggs than what I can get at a grocery store. So that being said, you know, I know that, you know, beginning to raise chickens, if you're a new chicken owner, it can be kind of intimidating. Suddenly you have all these little lives that are in your hands and you feel this overwhelming custodial duty to give them the best lives possible. Or on the other end of the spectrum, you worry that you might not get any eggs if you don't take the best care possible of them. Or it's possible that you feel a mixture of these two emotions. You know, even now, I still do kind of have a mixture of these emotions. We do have an established flock that's going well. We do have a consistent egg supply and more than enough eggs. And it's enough that we actually are selling the eggs just to get rid of them. I still do worry about their welfare. And I worry that, you know, at some point we're not going to get this amount of eggs that we're getting now. And it's just kind of the emotions that go through you as a chicken owner and as a homesteader. So let's talk about common reasons your chickens might not be laying eggs and their answers. And my hope is to arm you with the best information out there to help your chickens and to help you, and especially your chickens, lead the best life possible. Now, the first thing to remember, and this is sort of a PSA, is that you can do everything right by the textbook, but you're still going to have bumps in the road. And there's going to be times when your chickens and your flock just get sick for a reason that's completely out of your control. They might be attacked by a neighbor's dog or a coyote or something like that. And those things are just going to happen. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. And I do hope that it never happens to you. And the information in this podcast should help you give them the best lives possible while they are still with you. The first thing about this question is that it can be tough to answer. And the reason why is because the reason your chickens aren't laying can depend on a few different factors. So if you came and asked me, you know, why your chickens weren't laying, I would ask you, are your hens the right age, or is she just too young or too old to be laying? Are you raising your chickens with the right diet? You know, what are they eating? And is there some sort of stress going on? And these questions aren't comprehensive by any means, but these are the questions that I would begin with to sort of suss out why your chickens aren't laying. So let's look at these questions one by one. Are your hens the right age? Chickens don't start laying usually until they're about 6 months old. And 6 months is kind of on the younger end of the spectrum. Most chickens start laying around 7 to 12 months. If by 12 months they haven't started laying, you know, you got to kind of ask some other questions. But if you have a 7-month-old and it hasn't started laying yet, you know, give it some time. She might just be a slow starter, or, you know, there might be some other factor outside your control. But, you know, if your hen is just a young pullet and hasn't started laying, wait until, you know, you hit that time frame. It does depend on the breed and the individual chicken to some extent. Like I said, some chickens will start a little bit later, some will start a little bit earlier. And to this question, I'll add, and you're going to maybe laugh, but it is actually a good corollary question. Are you sure your hen isn't a rooster? When they're younger, you know, some chickens can kind of be amorphous a little bit in how they look. And recently we had one that I swore up and down was a pullet. I can't remember if I feather sexed this chicken or not, and didn't write it down at the time, but she looked like a pullet. She wasn't getting the saddle feathers. She wasn't, you know, crowing. The wattles, they started to get red around the same time as the pullets did. They're not especially big. So I swore up and down just, you know, by looking at the chicken that it was a pullet. But one day, Lacey started looking like a rooster. She got the saddle feathers. She started to get, the elongated wattles, that sort of thing. So sometimes they do fool you. So my next question would probably be, make sure your hen isn't actually a rooster, and they don't have to crow. Lacey's never crowed once. So they don't have to necessarily crow in order to be a rooster. So my next question would be, is your hen old? Some chickens, they will lay for years and years, but the average rule of thumb is that most chickens will stop laying regularly around 2 to 3 years old. And it's not to say that they'll stop laying completely, but they will stop laying regularly on average around that time. And another thing you need to look at is what their laying history is. We do have some hens that were rescues from battery cages from factory farming. And chickens in those situations, they're sort of forced to lay until they run dry. They're under lights 24 hours, that sort of thing. They're not necessarily fed the best diet in the world. So if your hen came from a situation like that, she might not lay consistently, or she might not lay as long as another hen that hasn't come from that situation. With the hens that we have, one is continually laying every day. She's doing a great job. The other one didn't lay that frequently. So it just kind of depends on what their background is too. So my next question would be, is are you raising your chickens with the right diet? Now, we've talked in other podcasts about what the right diet is, and you can refer back to those and some of the articles on the blog for the right diet. I won't go into it in too much detail here. I won't go into it too much here because that's really what feeding your hens right is all about. It's about giving your hens the best diet possible. But research consistently shows that the better a hen eats, the better she'll lay and the more nutritious those eggs will be. The quality of their eggs really is dictated by the quality of their diet. So since for the most part, we're aiming to raise chickens to eat their eggs, it's really best to stick within certain guidelines, which are that she should be getting at least 16% protein in her feed. So a lot of times when people, they email me, they, shoot me a tweet or something, they ask me why their hens aren't laying. I ask this question, and the person responds that they feed their chicken, their hen, corn in addition to whatever she forages for. And that in and of itself is pretty telling. So these are people who they love their chickens and they might know better, they might not know better, they might have a financial situation that dictates, what they're doing, but they're giving their hen corn and then they're letting the chicken forage. And that's a pretty good indicator why they're not laying. There's just not enough protein there. Even if they are foraging and eating bugs all the time, they might not just be getting enough food, enough protein in order to really lay effectively. So if you want to make your own feed, your own organic feed, or you have your own recipe, that's perfectly fine. Just make sure that it has the right amount of protein in it. And a good way to make sure that they're getting enough protein is by looking at the protein count of whatever you're feeding them and adjusting it from there. So for example, if I'm going to make a feed, with different items, I would look individually at the protein count of each of those items and then average it out. So if I'm doing a 1-to-1-to-1-to-1 sort of recipe, it's got corn, it's got oats, it's got peas, it's got, whatever else in it. If I'm putting in equal amounts of those ingredients, I then take the average of the protein count in all those ingredients divided by the amount of ingredients in it in order to get the total overall protein of what the chicken is getting. I hope that makes sense. I'm not the best at explaining math, but that's pretty much how you do it. And just remember that it never hurts to throw some mealworms or other bugs into their feeds. If you read Frugal Chicken, if you listen to other podcasts in this series, you know full well that I'm a big fan of mealworms. I think every chicken out there should eat mealworms. So now, another question I would probably ask you if you asked why your chickens aren't laying eggs, is there some sort of stress going on? And this is kind of overlooked, but stress actually really does make a difference about whether or not your chickens will lay eggs. So if you're going to raise chickens, look out for whatever potential stresses might be in their environment. We have one hen, and I talk about this hen a lot because it's also the hen that is an egg eater. She stopped laying after she watched her friend, a chicken that she was with every day, it's her constant companion. She watched this chicken get attacked by a dog, and she completely went off her eggs. And I don't mean she started laying somewhere and we never found them. I mean she just stopped laying, period. So, we gave it a couple weeks just to make sure that we weren't missing the eggs that she was laying. We moved her into the coop with the remainder of our flock. So we started putting everyone in a coop, and she still hasn't laid an egg. She hasn't laid since. And the other chickens have picked up production, and they lay consistently. So sometimes, stresses just happen and it can cause them to go off their eggs. Now, this chicken is an extreme case in that she never really has laid eggs since. If there's sort of an acute stress situation, a hawk flies over and gets another chicken and they go off their eggs for a couple of days, that actually, is something that can happen. Other sources of stress might be crowded living conditions or an inadequate diet, which we just talked about. Another thing to ask yourself is if your hen might be egg bound. If you have a consistent layer who suddenly one day stops laying, that's one thing to think about. Hens that are egg bound can't lay an egg, and there's a lot of potential reasons for this, such as a calcium deficiency or the egg might just be too large to lay. We do have a hen that lays double yolk eggs frequently, and these are just these monster eggs. And especially considering the size of the hen, and I do worry that she will become egg bound one of these days. If your hen becomes egg bound, you'll probably know it because she'll act sick or lethargic, and she might have a lump near her vent. And we'll talk about egg binding in a separate episode, but if you have a hen that has been laying consistently and then suddenly goes off of her eggs with no real other reason, just check to see if she might be egg bound. As far as a reason for laying, I don't see egg binding that often, and I don't see it as often as I do something like poor diet. So it's sort of an extreme situation, but I do mention it just for your own reference. So another reason why your hens might not be laying might have to do with nutritional deficiencies. For example, hens left in the coop all year round without, not as much access to sunlight as chickens that are outside and that are allowed to run around outside, they can become vitamin D deficient. And this is sort of an extreme situation, but it does happen, especially with hens that aren't allowed to go outside in a tractor or anything like that. They're kept in the coop all the time. They will become vitamin D deficient because they're not out in the sun. Vitamin D is necessary for chickens to absorb calcium. So if they can't absorb the calcium, from their diet, they will have a hard time producing eggs. They might pull the calcium from their bones, which then ends up leading to soft bones, which is an issue you don't want, or they will just stop laying eggs altogether. Now, to make sure that this doesn't happen, just go ahead and give your chicken some time outside. If you want to leave them in the coop all the time because of predators, you can build them a tractor, you can build them a run. There are other options than just leaving them in the coop all the time. If you believe your hen is vitamin D deficient, your best bet really is to consult a vet on that. It's a sort of a complex problem. They do make supplements to help people whose chickens are vitamin D deficient. I don't personally have any experience with them because I had a couple chickens become vitamin D deficient, and I just started letting them out in the sun more. And it wasn't an extreme deficiency. It was, I noticed that they went off their eggs. They weren't laying, very well. And I just started to boost the amount of time that they were out in the sun, out and about, in order to counteract any possible vitamin D deficiency. So just to sort of recap, if your hen isn't laying and you're not sure why, use process of elimination and going from most likely to least likely. So in other words, start by looking at her diet and going from there. So I hope this podcast answers some of your questions about why our hens might not be laying. It is kind of a frustrating situation to be in. As you see, there are a lot of reasons why she might not be laying. So I really do encourage you to sort of look at her diet and look at everything that's going on in her situation and determine from there a reason why she might not be laying. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to visit me on thefrugalchicken.com. If you have a question, please do feel free to contact me. I'll put my contact information in the show notes. And be sure to join me next time when we will talk about whether or not you should let your chickens free range. See you then.